This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Reason number one why I love the Twitch chat is the dichotomy. Like, Shime rejoins with Tribe, and the first comment I see in the Twitch chat is banger. And then the very next comment is, what is this crap? So, it's a dichotomy.
You know? Everybody got their own flow. Not everybody's a Tribe fan.
For everyone.
All right. Well, news coming up in about 15 minutes with Courtney. And before you stop in at the BK Lounge, you may want to hear what science has determined to be the five deadliest orders that one can make in the fast food space.
And I started going down a rabbit hole while writing this out of like how much sodium you should have in a day, how much fat you should have in a day.
You're just going to create more anxiety.
Well, I'm gonna give it to you guys. Now that I know, you all have to know.
Don't.
Yeah.
It ain't going to change anything. Let's be honest.
The numbers are kind of wild.
That's the world we live in. It don't change much
of anything. The numbers are wild.
It hasn't changed. When they put the calories on all, whatever it is, menu items, it hasn't changed anything.
Yeah,
people still eat the chicken Madeira, even though it's got 2,500 calories. It's so good.
Yeah, it ain't changing nothing.
It might change your mind, though. Like, you might decide that you're going to order a snack wrap or something.
No.
As opposed to...
Wiggy?
I love the chicken farfalla. We come down this road with everybody. You either eat like that or you don't eat like that. Like, so you're either somebody who doesn't eat fast food, who has been on, like, I don't eat fast food, or if you're somebody who eats fast food, not all the time, it's not going to stop you from eating fast food.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
Right. Yep.
Chicken nuggets seem safe.
Yeah, okay.
Shime, so...
I can guarantee you'll find a story about chicken nuggets.
Actually, there's one... it's actually, I think, Wiggy's go-to when it comes to the chicken. One of them is on the list, right?
The chicken that I'm thinking... Well, yes, there are two chickens on the list.
Okay, all right, yeah, so...
Yeah. One of them, I didn't even know that place offered chicken.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
I
like fried chicken.
Yeah, if you're going to do like the McDonald's chicken nuggets, you got to stick with the four piece if you want to be, you know, safe.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Okay, Shime. Lots said over the weekend. We have chosen what we thought was most interesting, and where would you like to begin?
Yes, Greg, let's begin with Jeremy Swayman. Last night came so close to a goalie fight. I don't know why referees insist on not allowing us to have a good time by watching Jeremy Swayman fight somebody. Well, he was asked about why he was ready to go with Kemper. Here was the back and forth with reporters in the locker room after the game.
He touched one of my guys, and I think that was something that I'm not going to accept. And kudos to him. He stepped up. Just, it got broken up.
Did you think they were going to let you go?
Yeah, you'd hope so. But again, it's, it didn't happen, so we just move forward.
Could you have used it as a way to fire yourself up, too? Is it?
I think it just comes down to sticking up for my teammates. I don't care who it is. It's, it's a guy in the black and gold. You're not going to touch him without getting contested. And I care about every one of these guys like a brother. And that's just what, the way I felt. And I felt like it was my turn to step up.
Okay.
Yeah, let him go. I didn't understand why they jumped in the middle of it.
Yeah, right. Nothing better than a good goalie fight.
Let them go.
Swayman is so tapped, and that's one of the reasons I love him. Like, he wants to fight everyone. It's great.
Yeah, except for the puck in front of him.
Right.
Nah. Well, he fights for his life. He just misses it.
I would also say, quick, you know, Bruins changed coaches earlier this year. Nobody would confuse Sacco with a future Hall of Famer. And Monty won six straight with the Blues. They are now in the wild card with 81 points. They are 8-1-1 in their last 10.
Jeez.
Not bad.
And are the Bruins still better without Marchand? Asking for a friend.
No. They're not better without, to Curtis's point, I think they would have had a better season if they would have kept Montgomery and just fire him after the year.
Uh-huh.
I think it was like, what did you gain from it, right?
Nothing.
Would they have had a better season if they kept Linus?
You mean instead of Swayman?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Aren't they both similar, like, statistically? Aren't they pretty close?
I don't know. I can't tell you who has the better record.
Yeah, I think they're relatively close statistics-wise.
I think Linus's Corsi is 6.243.
Yeah. But I think I would lean more towards the coach. You know, I'm not saying that they would be a playoff contender, but they're just bad now.
Yeah, like, I'm just happy they got those two games after Marchand. He was the issue.
He was.
Yeah.
All right, what's next, Shyam?
Well, Greg, next, Garrett Crochet spoke with the Play Tessie podcast, which you can find, I believe, on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Isn't that the arch enemy podcast of Bradfo?
Are they the arch enemy? Is that
operates? I feel like the baseball podcast guys probably go at each other.
No, they're part of Bradfo's harem.
Oh, they're in. Are they on the Bradfo network?
They're the Bradford coaching tree.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Bradfo coaching tree. All right.
And by the way, just to finish up the last segment, we got a text. Also, Cassidy, they're doing pretty well. They have 92 points. They're second place in the Western Conference. So those coaches seem to be doing just fine. Sorry, Shane.
All good. Well, Garrett Crochet sat down with the Play Tessie boys and was asked about a contract extension with the Red Sox, if he'd like that to get done before the season. Here was Garrett Crochet.
Before opening day, I'm not really thinking that there's much possibility right now. I'm more so focused on just playing out the season. But just like the prospect of being here long term is incredibly exciting. You know, we just talked about the rivalry. It's just such a storied franchise. With like you said too, a lot of star power here. So it's a team that I think is built to win, and it's filled with youth. So it's got the capability to win for a long time, which is very exciting. Yeah, a lot of pros for sure.
Ken is losing his mind over them not getting a deal done before opening day. I'm not concerned about it. Like, we talked about it Friday when Ken had that lead. Let this, you have him locked down for two.
Right.
You're paying him, I said 3.5. Ken suggested Saturday 4. I don't know where he's getting the extra 500 from, but somewhere between $3.5-4 million for this season. Mm-hmm. I think he's due 6 next year. Like, I would, like, let this season play out, and then you get a deal done with him once he has played a full season for your baseball team.
Yeah, but if you're one of the people that falls in that the Red Sox don't like to spend money, and they don't want to spend money on elite talent, then you should be leaning more with Ken. Get the deal done, because at the end of the season, if he performs and he pitches well, that price tag is going to go through the roof.
No, I don't think that from the player's perspective, excuse me, Curtis.
Go ahead.
I think he expects that he is going to be the highest paid pitcher in Major League Baseball now. That's not going to change.
I don't think he expects that. I don't. I think if he's, like, you know, reasonable and he looks at some of the money that, like, you know, like, I think Corbin Burns is getting like $33 million a year. I think he looks at it like he should be somewhere around 27, 28.
I don't think the price is less now. I don't think that. I don't know, Curtis, what were you going to say? Sorry.
I agree with you, Greg. I don't understand. This is so different. Like, the owner's not spending money is fine. I agree why would you rush to sign this guy when you have been burned by Price and Sale and other pitchers that you've paid at the top of the market? See how he does in Boston. See how
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He does this year, and then you're basically going to overpay. It's like buying your tickets non-refundable or refundable. You get a full year, and then you're going to have to overpay if he has a great year and it's a win-win. What's the downside with that?
Because you're talking about potentially $12 million per year.
Right, if they got it.
But if you're under the assumption that they don't like to spend money, what makes you think if he's somewhere around $28 million and he has a great year, and then next year he's asking for $38-40 million.
Well, we don't have a crystal ball, too, so we don't know how he's going to play out this season. So I think that's where the other side comes in.
Get the other side, but...
Right, and I'm saying, Wiggy, if he pitches great and they do not pay him, I will rip them. But if they're doing it this way, I agree with the approach. Because there really is... not a lot of upside for the Red Sox right now. You'll get a brief, small discount year to year by signing and buying out the arbitration years. But you're really not talking about enough, I think, to justify overpaying now before you even know
if
he does
well.
Well,
you keep the player happy, and you put the player in a position where he knows, like, all right, for the next 8 to 10 years, he knows where he's going to be. He's happy with the organization because the organization came to him and said, okay, we're going to give you a deal that is a fair market deal. I think it's pretty close to what...
Don't you think athletes do better in a contract year than in the first year of a long-term deal where all the money's guaranteed?
Mm. No. But I feel like athletes, though, if they don't get their money, they tend to hold grudges.
Right. So hopefully he hates the Red Sox and pitches well.
What would you give him? Like, let's use a term of 7 years.
I think you're going to have to do a Yamamoto deal. I think he's going to want 10 years because Yamamoto got 12 years. Yamamoto was 26 years old. Crochet is 25. So he's probably looking for that. Yamamoto got $300 million over that, which is about like 27 per year. So
and you would give him 10 years.
Yep.
Coming off of surgery, would give him 10 years.
Yeah.
And $30 million a year now?
I would say somewhere between...
That's Don Jr. money.
I would say somewhere between 28...
But what do you think it's going to be if he pitches great this year? How much more do you think it's going to be?
It's going to probably... Because Max Frieds, I believe, is the highest paid pitcher in Major League Baseball. Is making about $36 million per year on like a 6-year deal. But he's also older. So now you're looking at, all right, it's probably going to go above that. So $37-38 million per year.
Right, yeah. Great. I honestly still...
Versus $28 million?
If they don't pay him at the end of this year, then they will be ripped for that, rightfully so. But right now, he's pitching awesome in the spring. He's ready to go and see how the season
versus
unfolds.
Versus 10 years, $280 million, which is about $28 million a year.
They're not going to get him for $28 million a year, Wiggy. No shot.
Yamamoto's getting $27 million. Right,
Crochet is not going to sign for $28 million a year. No way.
If you get him now, you don't know. All right, so let's call it $30 million. So give him 10 years, $300 million. Versus now, you're going to have to wait.
It's a lot of money when you have yet to see a full season from the guy. It's just a lot. I just don't think there's a downside in waiting. I wouldn't wait until he's in that second year, but I'd wait.
All right,
what else, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's hear from some college basketball coaches who are no longer in the tournament. Let's start with Curtis's favorite guy, Rick Pitino. Wasn't really happy with the line of questioning on why R.J. Lewis didn't play at the end of the game.
He couldn't put the ball in the basketball hoop is why he wasn't playing at the end of that game. But okay.
Here was Rick Pitino and the interviewer.
You had R.J. on the bench, for a pretty long stretch at the end. Was that just because he just wasn't making them, or was there something more to it?
Played 30 minutes. It's a long time.
So he was tired?
No, played 30 minutes, and I went with other people. You already know the answers, Roger. You're asking leading questions. You already know it. So don't ask leading questions. You already know why he didn't play.
Huh? Like you said, when you can't hit the side of a bond.
Right.
You might as well go with other guys in that moment.
Yep. All right, what's next, Sean?
And next, Greg, let's hear from Dan Hurley, the psycho in Storrs, Connecticut, who we all kind of love, actually, talked after the game about what he told his guys in the locker room and how they went out fighting.
Just love him. I mean, just love him. You know, this year has been a, it's been a real battle. We've battled and... you know, we've had to battle our own battle and battle, and you know, at times, you know, I don't think we liked each other a whole lot. But some of the things we had to go through together. But I don't think I'll ever love a team more than how hard they fought for what we were trying to accomplish and for the honor they played with today.
Greg, do you think they battled?
Sad Dan Hurley, very emotional.
Very
emotional.
I love that guy.
Tough to three-peat.
It's been a real battle. We've battled and. You know, we've had to battle our own battle and battle and
somebody get him a tissue, please. Like that giant, the hunk of snot is coming down the face because he's so upset. All right. Well, that's the what?
They said it today, Greg, was brought to you by the Ketchus Law Group.
Oh.
New England's injury law pros at KetchusLaw.com.
Yes. Listen, call them. They are extraordinary people. They do a ton for the community and they will get you what you deserve. So before you say anything, call Ketchus, and they are a proud sponsor of They Said It. The news with Courtney and what you should never order when it comes to your fast food entree of choice coming up next.